my name is Paulina Prieto, and I am from Antioch, California, which is a little city that is about 8 hours away from here, and it's located in the Bay Area, which is, it's a little bit east of San Francisco. I come from a family of four. I'm the second oldest child, and I'm the first child actually for my family to go away from home to come to a four-year university to study. I am majoring in microbiology, and I am currently doing a minor in social psychology. I originally wanted to double major, but then I realized how hard microbiology was actually going to be to complete in 4 years, so I just decided to take psychology down to a minor. I am taking physics because physics obviously is a part of my major, and I believe that it also allows me to see how important physics actually really is in the medical field. Physics is important to me because I want to be a doctor, and I have already learned so much on how physics impacts the medical world just by seeing how electrons can actually help people who are, you know, have wounds, or how the mass spectrometer actually helps doctors in determining how much gas to give to patients who are undergoing surgery. And I believe that physics is important to my intellectual growth because there are a lot of problem-solving techniques that are used in this class, and I believe that I am able to manipulate these equations to arrive to right conclusions. And this is not only true for my physics class, but I can apply this concept to many of my other classes. And when I go outside of school, I can also use it in daily social interactions, or whether I'm at work, you know, solving a problem with parents or just whoever I have to deal with. And the purpose of the problem-solving technique that Tony repeatedly enforces is actually good for us, because once we sit down and actually have to look at a problem and work it out and see that it took about 3 pages to do, and then realize we have to minimize it to 1 page, and we have to pick out all the very important parts of it, the equations that we use, the diagram, and our reasoning, it allows us to better comprehend the problem, and it keeps it in our minds better, so that when we go to the next problem, we can just see how we manipulated equations in the problem previous to that, and that we can use it later on in the following questions. And not only is it good for that, but because we have to sit there and rewrite everything and draw a diagram and color code it, it allows it to actually stay in our heads when it comes the time for the exam. When we go to review, it's just like, oh, well, here's how I did this problem, and it just allows you to do your review much more quicker because it's already in your head. I also really like the idea that we have to draw diagrams, because I am a very visual person, and when I first read a problem, it's very hard for me to actually understand it and grasp it unless I make a diagram. And I like to draw diagrams because once I see the problem on the paper and it's drawn out, I can actually take something that was very abstract to me before and make it very concrete on the paper in front of me. At first, when I was doing the problem-solving method, it was very hard for me to grasp it because I wasn't sure what I should put on there or what I should leave out, but now, later on in the semester, I've come to realize that I actually really do like it because it helps me study and it helps keep me focused on the problem that I have to do and not add extra information in there. So far, I really do like college because I have met a lot of very interesting people, whether it's people in my classes, professors, or people that I have lived with. All these people that I have met have actually influenced my life positively and have actually challenged me to rise to certain occasions, to stand up for myself. And I didn't think that this was something that I was going to have to actually face when I came to school. And it was really interesting to me, but I do like college. I believe it has helped me grow as a person, and it's a good thing because when I first came here, I was really shy, and when I decided that I was going to be a microbiology major, I knew that I was going to need a lot of help from my peers, so I was able to communicate with them more than I would have in high school. And I expect from college well, obviously a lot of knowledge, but also a lot of important social interaction and communication skills. And this is true because when we leave here, you know, we have to interact with a lot of people, and a lot of it may just be verbal communication, and we have to know how to get our point across. But I hope to take all this information that I've learned from my professors, my peers, and people that I just interact with on the college community, and take it to medical school with me, and hopefully one day become a good doctor, and take all the information that I've learned from physics right now and apply it to physics that I'm going to learn later on, and see how much it has actually changed and evolved.